This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there? Dustin?
Yes.
Hi. Good. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Good time.
For those playing at home, Dustin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many innings are in a typical MLB game?
Nine.
Correct. Who plays the title character in the John Wick movies?
Pass.
The cockapoo is the only flightless species of which type of bird?
Parrot.
Correct. Mike Tyson is set to fight which YouTuber in July?
Logan Paul. Paul.
Jake Paul, yes. With the number being in the 40s, typically how many permanent teeth do adult dogs have?
26. Oh, 40s? 42.
Yes, 42. 44. Steven Tyler was a judge on what singing competition reality show?
America's Got Talent.
No.
American Idol.
Yes. Beginning with T, what is the real first name of Hulk Hogan?
Theodore.
No.
Did you say T?
T, yes.
Tom.
No.
Terry.
Yes. What video game is abbreviated to COD?
Pass.
The Netflix hit show Squid Game came out in what year?
2018.
No. Dustin, you got six correct.
Not bad.
Not bad. Better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You guessed well on the ones that were numbers.
For sure.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like Steve's going to do really well on this.
These were some good questions. I enjoyed this thoroughly, Sarah.
Did you?
I did.
I think Steve actually might... I don't know, Steve. You might get a...
Come on, say it.
I don't want to jinx it, but... I have faith you might get a perfect 10.
Oh, see, yeah. You don't call a no-hitter.
You told me to say it.
You don't say this guy's about to have a shutout.
No pressure now.
All right, now I gotta live up to your hype.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
How many innings are in a typical MLB game?
Nine.
Correct. Who plays the title character in the John Wick movies?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. The cockapoo is the only flightless species of which bird? Which type of bird?
What? Cockapoo is which type of bird? I don't know. A pigeon?
No.
A chicken?
No.
A turkey?
Woo, no. Mike Tyson is set to fight what YouTuber in July?
Oh, Jake Paul.
Correct. With the number being in the 40s, typically how many permanent teeth do adult dogs have?
41.
No.
42.
Yes. Steven Tyler was a judge on what singing competition reality show?
Tyler was on The Voice?
No.
American Idol.
Correct. Beginning with T, what is the real first name of Hulk Hogan?
T. Terry.
Yes. Terry what video Bollea. Game is abbreviated to COD?
Call of Duty.
Yes. The Netflix hit show Squid Game came out in what year?
2017?
No.
2016?
No.
2018?
No. What band was Harry Styles in before his solo career?
1D, One Direction.
Yes. Wow, Steve. You didn't get a perfect 10, but you got 8 correct, which is still a win.
Yes.
8-6. So sorry, Dustin.
And I knew those two. I just totally spaced on Call of Duty and Reeves.
Oh, it's right, okay.
You're going to be okay, man. Do you need a hug?
He did great. You know what? There's always next time.
I feel bad. He sounded so sad.
He sounded so sad. It's making me laugh, which is terrible. But, Dustin, wait. It's all right.
I'm going to kick a man when he's down.
He's just like, I knew those two. I did. He didn't know Keanu Reeves, which was unfortunate. You got Call of Duty. The Netflix hit show Squid Game.
I was thinking that was like during COVID. So yeah. 2020, maybe 2021?
2021.
All right.
Oh, man. I really jumped way back.
Yeah.
I think Dustin did too.
Yeah. And then the one that he got, the cockapoo is the only flight of the species of parrot.
Parrot?
I didn't realize it was a flightless bird. Is that the one that has is the white one with the crazy?
I think so, yeah.
Those ones are wild.
I know. They're
kind of
cool.
They like strut around and like headbang and stuff.
They got such a good strut because they can't fly. Ooh, ooh.
Taryn, did you ever own a bird?
Yes. I had a parakeet.
Hey, folks, just don't.
I knew it.
Pete the parakeet.
Pete the parakeet. What happened to Pete?
Well, he had a cat.
No!
All right, no further questions.
Named Angus.
And Angus was hungry.
Angus was hungry.
No.
Angus got the pulled down the cage.
Uh-huh.
Pete got out.
Wait, so he pulled the cage down?
Yeah.
Angus has been strategizing that I bet for a little minute, a minute.
It was bad. Feathers everywhere.
I've seen that Looney Tunes episode. It never ended that way, though.
Yeah, Sylvester the cat. Was it Sylvester?
Yeah, of course it was.
He never had as much success as Angus over there.
Old Gus Gus.
Was Angus named after AC/DC or Black Angus, the steakhouse?
My dad wanted to name, if he had a boy, which he did, he wanted to name his son Angus, and my mom said absolutely not. So then we got a boy cat, and my dad got to name him Angus. He finally got his Gus.
I love that. Your dad had the same mindset as I did. And I think my wife was happy we didn't have a boy, so we didn't have to have that argument, because I wanted to name if we had a boy, I wanted to name him Thurman.
Oh, what? I like that.
Thank you.
That's a very unique name. And I actually liked the name Angus. I was like, you know what? That's a dope name.
Yeah.
But, you know.
At first, I was like, your dad giving birth to a cat? But then I realized, oh, no, he wanted a boy. And
my dad's side of the family is super Scottish, and so he really wanted that.
Angus. So
it
had nothing to do with AC/DC?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Well, rest in peace.
Members of Pearl Jam, The Who, and Led Zeppelin just jammed on stage. Why? We're going to tell you after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Migs Show.
A stage full of legends. Roger Daltrey welcomed Robert Plant and Eddie Vedder on stage for a performance of The Who's Baba O'Reilly this past Sunday night. It was part of the Teenage Cancer Trust concert.
I know Pearl Jam has covered Baba O'Reilly many times in the past.
I feel like have they covered other Who songs too?
Oh, I'm positive of it. I know Eddie's a huge fan of The Who. So, I mean, yeah, I can't think of one right offhand, but I think Pinball Wizard... as well.
Nice.
But I think there's been a few other. Is it Love Rain Over Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yep,
thank
yep,
you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good memory.
I like how I'm like, I don't know any. And I just like, oh, how about this one? How about that one? Such a dork.
You know everything, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
It's a really, really cool clip, though. If you haven't seen the full video, you should definitely check it out. Robert Plant and Eddie Vedder sing as part of the chorus, and we have that part of the song.
There's Eddie. I'm like trying to hear Eddie's voice, and obviously you just hear it like something he had maybe a bottle of wine. He's like, yeah, this is awesome, guys. Do you think, even though you're Eddie Vedder, and obviously Pearl Jam's been a massive band forever, and they've been around for a minute, but do you think he still has those moments like, what the hell am I doing up on stage with members of The Who and also Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin? That's got to be still a surreal moment for him, because he was a music fan before he became a rock star.
Absolutely. I would say that's got to be a career highlight.
And I would love to experience that moment of the entire crowd singing back to you. Like, I know, Danny, you probably experienced that a little bit over at Emo Night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where everyone's singing, but it wasn't your songs, obviously. Right. But still, that's a surreal feeling. Like, even when I got to play drums with Stone Temple Pilots for that one song for Sex Type Thing, you could feel the crowd singing back to you, which is cool, but I didn't have anything to do with the writing of the song. I can't imagine if, like, one day you were in a practice space or in your apartment, you wrote this song, and then the next time you perform it in front of thousands upon thousands of people who are just screaming it back to you.
Also, when you played with Stone Temple Pilots, you got to count them in with the sticks, dude. I mean, that's pretty dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if I did the sticks. I think I did the hi-hat there, Karen, but thanks for paying attention.
But so cool, though.
It was.
Legendary.
That was the most nerve-wracking part. Because that's like, that sets the tempo for the song. Yeah. And if I'm playing it too fast, people are going to be like, what the hell? And the band would be that way too. And if I'm playing it too slow, that's going to be, that's a struggle.
It's like a mental metronome right there.
Dude, the moment was amazing. Was like, we were about like maybe 15, 20 seconds into the song and we're playing it. And I'm like, oh boy, oh boy. Am I doing it right? You know, because I'm up there on stage with the members of Stone Temple Pilots, one of my all-time favorite bands. And then the bassist, Robert DeLeo, gets on the stage riser right next to me. And he's looking at me. I'm like, this is the moment of truth. He's either going to be like, slow it down, speed it up. And he just looks at me. I'm like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? And he gives me this look. And I can read his lips. And he just goes, F yeah. And I was like, that just changed everything. Now I'm like, F yeah. And then the guitarist Dean comes over. I think they were just happy that I didn't ruin the song for them. I think it was like, you know, they were like, he's getting by just fine.
What's a big risk to take? Like, yeah, we're just going to let this guy come up and play with us. No rehearsal.
No rehearsal. They offered to have a rehearsal, but they were in the middle of eating lunch. And I was like, I feel like I know the song. I've covered it with my band. I know how to play it. And both Glenn and I, who I did it with, Glenn Cannon, were just like, you guys can finish your lunch. We're fine. And they're like, you sure about that? We're like, it's really up to you guys. I mean, you're putting a lot of faith in us. We feel good about it. But if you guys feel weird about it, we can run through it with you. And they're like, we trust you. I'm like, that's crazy. What if we didn't know how to play the song?
That would be hysterical.
That'd be the funniest moment ever.
Rockaholics, you are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Give us a follow on social media at Daily Migs.
You mentioned The Daily Migs Show on social media. We did get a Facebook direct message yesterday, and I thought it'd be fun to bring this one up since you mentioned it.
All right.
So it came from Jessica, and she said, hey guys, I loved it when you guys would go home, ask your partner some weird questions. I always loved their response, especially George. George's Sarah's husband. My husband and I were at a party over the weekend where the question was asked, and it led to some uncomfortable answers, so I thought it'd be fun for you guys to ask this question to your partners as well.
Oh boy.
The question was, if you were a plastic surgeon, what would you fix on your partner? So, in other words, what would you fix on Taryn, Steve, Sarah, or Danny? I want to hear what George will say just to hear Sarah's reply. LOL.
LOL.
I can only imagine what he's going to say.
What do you think he would say? If we did this, if you went home today and you're like, hey, George, if you were a plastic surgeon, what would you fix on me? What would he say?
I think there's probably a few things, but I think he's most likely going to say, give me some boobs.
Oh,
you think?
I do think.
That's funny because I'm pretty sure Sid would say the same thing about me.
Yeah. Really? I think yours look great.
Thank you. I've been trying hard.
Yeah, I think that's what he's going to... I don't know. Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's probably what Brad would say about me.
Boobs?
Yeah, not that he like... I mean, I mind more that they're now mom boobs. They're not regular boobs.
I was like, not that I look really, but you got boobs, girl.
Yeah, but...
What are we
you
doing?
Haven't seen him with my bra off,
I blame, Sarah. I'm blaming Jessica right now for this question.
Me and the stupid sandwich. I just say every time I look over, you made that comment a while back. I'm like, wow, these two are just having the
I'm the Steve Migs, the meat and the stupid sandwich. Let me introduce you to the bread, Taryn Daly and Sarah.
So you think Brad would say maybe a little perkier?
I mean, I would definitely say that. So maybe he would say that too. I don't know.
I feel like that's the safe answer. I feel like that's the answer you can give without getting in trouble.
Yeah. Rather than saying like her face.
Do we say with the exception of boobs?
Ooh.
Okay.
I feel like Danny and I are safe in this one.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I don't even know what my wife would say. Like maybe like a butt lift. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Probably not.
What if she surprises you and she's just like, I would give you hair.
No, she won't say that.
I'm just saying, you never know. What if it was a big surprise?
Would a lobotomy be included in a brain? can she fix my brain? Is that included in plastic surgery?
Oh, boy.
Do we do this?
Yeah.
I'm in.
I feel like Danny and I are totally safe in this. I am curious what my wife... She'll probably say nothing.
What do you think Linda's going to say?
You're perfect just the way you are.
No, she just doesn't know. She's like, I don't think anything can polish that turd. not enough lipstick to put on that pig.
Plastic surgery, I think maybe she would just tell me that I need it. Like, she'd be like, oh, probably liposuction so you'd stop bitching about how you're overweight.
Okay, now I'm kind of curious to see what Linda's going to say.
I have a feeling.
Typically, she's got some colorful language when she says this stuff, too. Yeah.
She does. I love it.
Oh, do we dare do this?
We're going to do this.
For Jessica?
It's all for Jessica. Great. All glory to Jessica. We're going to go home and ask our partners this question. And tomorrow, at this time, 7 a.m., we'll play back what our partners say. All right, it's a deal.
Oh, man, George is going to be the MVP. are we saying with the exception of breasts?
I think let it go first. And then say, okay, well, what else?
Okay,
if
I like
took
that.
Took out boobs.
Yeah.
Okay. What's answer number two? Okay. Well, it was 24 years ago today that one of the most iconic moments in Seattle happened. We're going to tell you exactly what it was at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rockaholics, what is a historic moment that happened here in Seattle where you were part of it or you witnessed it? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. It was 24 years ago today that the kingdom was imploded.
Oh, 24 like Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh.
Woo!
Conspiracy.
What's the conspiracy?
I don't know what it is.
That he's the reason why it imploded?
That's the reason. Well, maybe he got to push the button.
Imploded it, and then he went to Cincinnati.
So now we've been without the kingdom just as long as we had the kingdom in the first place, which is pretty wild.
That makes you feel old. I remember a lot of like the great kingdom parking lot concerts with the Warped Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was safe. You didn't have to worry about the roof falling on you.
Ceiling tile night. That was always a fun one, right?
Okay, yeah.
Como 4 News had audio from when it happened. You've got that, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
This is such a time capsule.
Okay, are you clear?
There are 5,500 holes drilled in that building right now. Most of them are filled with explosives. We will see a ring of lightning effect go around the top of the kingdom.
Seattle says goodbye to the kingdom, and so do we. Right now, what we're watching is a tremendous cloud of dust and debris move up through the downtown Seattle area.
We are probably a mile away with a perfect vantage point, but it did rattle the ground. Of course, we did know that they were planning seismic experiments to find out exactly what they could learn as the earth shook, and it indeed did.
That's my favorite part, is whoever's hanging out watching this happen clearly was drinking, and it was like celebrating the implosion of the kingdom. People were partying.
They were crazy. What a fun thing to see. But what about somebody that was there in a little bit more intimate way?
Okay.
We've got Bob from Bonnie Lake on the phone. Bob, you were part of the demolishing of the kingdom, and you actually have some pieces of it.
Yeah, when I was a kid growing up, my dad had season tickets to the Seahawks, and we'd always go to the kingdom and watch it, and I just thought it'd be kind of a cool thing to keep. I don't know why, but I did.
Oh, I bet you're not the only one. I bet there's a bunch of people that have like a piece of the kingdom as well.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we were hauling off dump truck loads of concrete and rebar, and I got a piece of rebar that's probably the size of your fist, and it's probably only 16 or 18 inches long, and it weighs probably 60 or 70 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a pretty big steel in there.
Where do you keep that piece? Together. Where are you keeping that?
It's in my garage. I know exactly where it's at. It's kind of buried, but I know exactly where it's at.
So, Bob, as far as working on that demolition, were you more on the back end of the removal process?
Exactly. We were loading out trucks, dump trucks, and just hauling it off.
Do you have any idea how many dump trucks were, like, loads were involved? Oh,
are you asking this on behalf of your kid?
Yes. Garrett would go crazy. He loves a dump truck. But was there any thousands and thousands and thousands?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was just a massive, massive pile of rubble.
The thing I remember most about the footage and, like, the coverage of it was that they had video cameras inside of it. I was like, man, like, those cameras are done after this footage. Like, they're just junkers. I mean, you just think then the kingdom's just going to fall over it.
Yeah, that stuff's gone.
Yeah. What, dude, it's crazy to think, like, now, like, when you drive by there, like, that giant, you know, stadium was there once. It's just nuts to think.
Oh, yeah. I had, when it demolished, I had 20-game pack to the Mariners. Mm-hmm. So I got to witness the last 20 games of Mariners in the kingdom, and then I got 20 games in the new stadium right next door.
Dang.
So that was kind of cool, too.
Right on, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Bob. That's crazy.
Piece of history.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Rockaholics, what was a historic moment that happened here in Seattle that you were a part of or witnessed? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what is a historic moment that happened here in Seattle that you were a part of or witnessed? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Sam in Mount Lake Terrace, your dad got to be on top of the kingdom.
Yeah, back in, obviously, what was it, 76 or something, 75 when it was being built. My dad was the president of the Seattle Master Builders Association, and he got an opportunity to go up on top of the kingdom when it was being built. It was completely cemented in, you know, and took pictures from the top of the roof down into the center of the kingdom.
Do you still have that picture?
We do. My family does.
Awesome.
Somewhere. There's several pictures of it, you know. He, at that time, you know, he was quite a bit younger. He's now passed away. But, yeah, we have all the pictures of it. And my brother was probably with him at the same time, who has taken over his business.
Well, right on. Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you have a picture still of that, because what a great memory to have.
I mean, for sure.
Even though it's not around anymore, when I think about, like, the throwback jerseys for the Seahawks, and on the inside in the collar, they've got the little, like, drawing of the kingdom.
It was such
an iconic-looking building. Like, when I just see that picture and the drawing of it, it's just something, it just brings back nostalgia. And then if you have your dad on top of it, what a great shot.
Jessica in Paulsbo, you were there. You saw the kingdom come down in person. And how close were you?
So we were in a clearing that was just on the other side of I-5. And my family and I decided to go. I was actually 15 at the time when it happened. And we parked up in this neighborhood up above this clearing that we'd found, and decided to hike down through the trees and the bushes to get there. And then discovered there was a ton of other people that also found this clearing and had the same idea. Well, we waited around for it, watched the whole thing come down, and then all of a sudden, as we're all kind of hanging out, chit-chatting, we realized there was a huge plume of dust that was headed straight for us.
Oh, damn.
So we all had to now run and try to make it back up this huge, steep, grassy, bushy hill in order to get back up to our vehicles and out of the way.
Did you inhale any of the dust, or did you get away?
No, we made it out just in time, but it definitely was like an OS moment.
Jessica, real quick, then, you were 15. Was this something that you wanted to do, or was your parents making you do it, and now looking back, that you're glad that you did it?
So I went to my very first Seahawks game when I was 12 years old in the Kingdome. And so it was pretty exciting. We knew it was happening. We just decided, like, I think that morning, like, we got up early and decided to head up there. And I grew up in Auburn, so we were actually, like, more towards, like, the Federal Way side. So we had to make it from there all the way up and try to find a spot to watch it. And, yeah, like I said, all of a sudden we realized us and all these other people that had literally, like, walked down through this green belt in this neighborhood up there to see it, that, yeah, if we didn't go now, we were going to be covered in dust.
That's awesome.
A little dusty.
It was crazy how many people having, like, watch parties, like, getting down there to witness it, because it was such a big moment. And it was like, someone even texted in saying, I remember seeing it. I woke up because my infant daughter woke up, and I was flipping through the channels, and I saw it live on TV while I was living in San Diego.
Wild.
I forgot that it wasn't just here, like, locally that they showed the footage. It was, like, all across the country.
Big news. We actually even got a message from Corey, a rockaholic, on our Facebook page. He was part of building the new stadium while they were cleaning up the Kingdome.
Okay.
It was local 86 iron workers, and there's some photos on the Seattle Vintage Facebook group, and they are amazing. Just incredible. And the cranes that are involved, it's just wild.
Oh, he's got a great shot of when it's fully imploded and just like the carnage all around that area.
206-803-ROCK. What was a historic moment that happened here in Seattle that you were part of or witnessed? David in Federal Way, for you it was the earthquake back in 2001.
Oh. Half a day from Guam, guys. Good morning.
What's up, David?
Yeah. Hey, I had just moved out here from Guam in 2001, and I was working up there at in Factoria near Bellevue. And when that earthquake hit, all the buildings started to shake. There's a glass building that was over there, and all the glass started to break and shatter. We had this one guy. He was a Japanese guy. I guess he just came from Japan. And he started to shout, Godzilla, Godzilla, Godzilla is coming.
No, he didn't.
And, yeah, he did. That was crazy.
I remember that earthquake because...
You're pranking us right now? There's an earthquake going on.
I remember that earthquake because I was... it was during an FBLA. I was in FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, obviously.
Well, but, yeah, we knew that. That's why we wanted you to work with us.
Absolutely. But I remember we were... traveling for like districts or whatever it was, state, I guess it was state. And we were in a hotel when that happened.
Yeah.
And they had to evacuate the hotel and you weren't allowed to use the elevators. So everybody's like cramming down the stairway trying to get out. It was wild, but not, I mean, no crazy damage or anything, but it was very scary.
I came back from a bender from Vegas. I remember we partied hard. It was a bachelor party and I was in bad shape and I was in bed. And I thought I was having the spins.
Oh,
and I looked up, I'm like, everything's moving. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, oh, crap, everything is moving. And then I was just like, I put the blanket over my head thinking that's going to protect me from the roof caving in. I lived in an old building in Queen Anne. And I remember after it finally settled down, I got outside and there was like somebody who worked for the city who was outside like assessing the structure.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Because I was an apartment manager at the time. He's like, oh, this building was one of the first we thought would go down. When the earthquake happened. So he came out to check and see if it went down. And I was like, I need to get out of this building.
Can I just point out the contrast in those stories? Taryn on an FBLA field trip and Steve on back from a Vegas bender.
Yeah, massive bender, dude. I think I was still wasted. I got off the plane, got to my apartment, passed out, woke up to the earthquake.
Oh my
God. It was awful.
That would be awful.
It was terrible.
If you weren't already puking, that would probably start
you. Right, the whole room is moving. And everyone's like, yeah, it is. There's an earthquake, you idiot.
Did that building ever get...
No, it's still there.
Oh my
God. It's now a condo. They renovated it, but it's like right across the street from Climate Pledge Arena. I wish I still lived there. What a spot.
Possum Paul in Hillsborough, you photographed the WTO protests of 99.
I did.
Wow.
That had to have been insane. We have even got a texture that says that they were in the middle of all those riots in 99, and it was crazy.
It, you know, it honestly was not as crazy as the press makes it out to be, but, you know.
Well, there's a shock.
It leads, right?
Right, right.
There were 40,000 people. Wow. We met at Husky Stadium, and people did their talks and everything about economic equality and whatever, and then we marched downtown, and there was a small percentage of asshats that wanted to vandalized police cars and set dumpsters on fire and break windows.
Were those the people that were dressed as turtles? Was that during that time? Was that the turtle people?
No, they were just all dressed in black.
Oh, okay. I think I'm a different riot. Some people came from Oregon.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes, they're dressed in turtles. They're causing trouble. That might have been a different situation. Now, you're right. I remember now, like, the footage of all the dudes that were just all decked out in all black.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Rockaholics, we know that at some point...
It was so weird, Dandy. There was a time. I'm not kidding. It might have been the WTO riots. I remember I was working at the end at the time, and our building... And we were overlooking downtown, and we were just watching it from up above and, like, seeing all, like, the tear gas and all the craziness.
Oh, yeah.
One of my buddies, one of my old bandmates was in the middle of it. He got tear gassed and all that kind of stuff. But I think there were these, like there were anarchists from Oregon that were dressed as turtles.
Turtle power.
Am I insane?
I think you're just on acid, maybe.
I mean, it was good acid then, because I've been thinking this for my entire life. There were turtle anarchists.
I remember watching the footage, but I do not remember that specific detail. But maybe you're right, Steve. Do some research and let us know.
Well, I'm Googling it right now for you people.
Well, Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law. One that you'll never forget. Call us up now, as we would love to hear the story. And that story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and Stained. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK.
Wait, people dressed as sea turtles protesting the WTOs.
Maybe you were a sea turtle. Give us a call.
If you were one of the turtles, you definitely need to call us. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!